that I would now be the same best friend to that person that I was looking to in the mirror, that I would inspire and support and always be there. And that's fine. It was a good exercise, and it really did help me a lot. But it was a good start. But there are still blockages which that did not remove, which they do not address. And it gets a little frustrating sometimes, a little confusing, down on the earth level, day to day. How do we remove those blockages? So let's go back to that. What's the practical way to address these blockages and remove them? Because I believe if we can address the subconscious directly, connect the conscious mind, subconscious, I'm using terms I understand, there's only terms, if we can connect those two into a oneness, then those blockages can be removed, because all the blockages indeed are in the mind, are they not?
No.
They're not all in the mind?
No. You've got to appreciate those things.
Is the commander
going to
talk?
You're going to, I'm not going to talk very much. You have the right idea about confronting self over these things. And if these are superficial or human things, then you're going to have to confront them at the level where they were birthed or where you created them. It will always appear that someone else has impacted you to the point that you had no say. And if you're going to try a little self-hypnosis, that's fine. But I will guarantee you that whatever you think you're doing, you're not. You don't put yourself into some kind of a trance and then analyze yourself. You're not in a trance if you're analyzing yourself. So you're going to have to approach whatever you do with a little different attitude. Quit trying so hard. And you have perceived that you have these blocks out here, and maybe they're very humongous hurdles. I'm not going to tell you that you don't have a big problem here or there. But not such that you're not making it far larger than it has any right to. It has no right. It, anything, has no right to have more power than you. You can either push right on by it, or you can get it out of there. And everybody on the face of this earth is going to have to learn to release things and let them go. You hang on to your blocks and your problems as if they are the last thing that you have, soul-wise. Let them go. Soul is growing. And with every one of these things that you let go, you have gained in power. You have created something greater than anything that can come against you. And they're there for your blessing, not for your hatred. Just like your enemy. Appreciate, respect, revere. Again, I'm going to say, don't worship anything. And we tend to get a big problem out here and we focus on it and we give it so much energy. And I hear what you're saying because we can reduce it to money. Money is only important to the extent you don't have it. And you could have all of the Confederate currency that there is, and you wouldn't have a dime. So you're talking actually about value. And value can be placed on your pain, on your dis-ease, the same as you can place it on currency. If you allow these habits, addictions, hurdles, blockages, as you called them, to consume you, and you focus on them, there's no way for you to let go of them. So don't work so hard at it. There are plenty of good meditation tapes around if you want to just play them and go with it. For goodness sakes, quit thinking about them to the extent they take up your life. And if you perceive pain, you're going to have pain. Oh, God, put me here to suffer. That is an evangelical lie. He put you here to overcome in joy. I interrupted you.
That's okay, my dear.
Go ahead and speak to the question.
Anybody has any question of all these things now? We talk.
Take the mic, please.
It's already turned on.
I wanted to ask you some more about when you said you call on the blue light.
Yes.
And then was it the red light?
Yes.
And then back to the blue light. Did I understand you correctly in saying you just call on it and place it over your solar plexus or stomach? You pointed here, but you...
No. You make it circulate.
But you call on the light.
That's right.
And you make a circle eight.
Circulate.
Oh, you made it make it circulate.
Circulate.
Oh, I see.
You imagine it.
Oh, yeah, you imagine.
You create a current.
I got it. You create
a current.
Uh-huh.
And that current is the current of light.
When you inhale and exhale.
That's right.
Inhale the blue and exhale the red.
That's right.
Got it.
Let me have it back. Thank you.
I'm going to share a great, great secret, a great mystery, a great mystical happening. When it came time for us to re-enter, as it were, I'm going to speak as simplistically as possible. You are coming to a time, and he has just told you that. It's got to be done now. What do we mean by now? I know that all of you have learned to recognize the fact that when I say imminent, that can be in the next 10 billion years. It's more imminent than that. You've got a time problem. Things are changing. Things are already happening. Much technology is running completely into chaos. Man has created out of his negative thought patterns things that he cannot control. And these things are going to stop being interfered with because man is a free will entity on a free will place. God created you with mind, with spirit. You are spirit. He has given you the gift of reason. That means you should use it toward wisdom. Wisdom is the key, not just a brain. So we don't really need to look at that too closely. But as you move along here, and the cry, if you will, the petition, we're getting short of time, Father, and the world is getting into a worse and worse and worse satanic mess. And God had always, he does promise that before any ending of any civilization, truth will come. And you've heard it several times. He who hears, hears. He who sees, sees. And you cannot cram it down the throats of anybody else. But the last part of the promise was that the word would go to everywhere. So that man with soul would have an opportunity to learn and hear and see. And then we go back to this same idea. Man has created some idea about colors of physical things, whether it be a flower or skin. Man has created that. The white or not white, the black or not black. I mean, what are we talking about here? God, cosmic mind, is electric. It's energy. I don't know how to describe it. It is light. Everything is made up of this energy this particulate, if you will, charged, electrified. And it all stems from the ability to utilize light. There is no life in the void of darkness. And when we speak of hell, I'm going to repeat what I've said before. There isn't any such place like, oh, I'm going to dump you into that pit or that pit or that one. That only has meaning as being without God. And I've had many ones say, oh, God would never leave us. Oh, yes, he will. If you choose darkness, you choose to be without God. There is no life. There is no capability of life in the void of darkness. So don't be silly. Don't be silly. You can tout your New Age theories. You can tout anything you want to. But truth will be what stands into eternity. When we were brought back here, called back here, we brought back with us the gift that we've given you. We brought back the little Dryas, the life cell, the DNA basic cell structure of life. You have it. You have it. And if you're talking about circulation, we have also, through the catalytic process, produced liquid diamond that carries the genetic DNA structure of human man, as presented through God. So you don't need to send these little blue sparks. That's what you visualize. You've got those little suckers running around in you all the time now. All this other stuff we're giving you is just something that knocks out those little crystalline viruses and allows the perfection of the cell structure. You don't need anything else. But I don't want to put everybody out of business either. You have been given the gift of life. Put them to work for you. Put them to work for you. And we don't offer it to everybody in the world. If ones want it, it's available. And that's the way it must be. It isn't going to be a cup full of Dryas, but I want to tell you something. If you take your meditation seriously and this cup of water, you make a cup of Giandriana water, you're going to see lights. And that's what you're looking for. You have it. God has made sure that you have it. And everyone watches to see what you'll do with it. When you talk of testings, you're tested every day. This man is tested one way. Dorma's tested another. Margie's tested another. Zita is certainly getting her dose. Everybody bears the scars. Everybody bears the mark. But God sees only the perfection. You are bearing the scars. Let them go. Well, I just want to get younger. Why? What the hell was so neat about being younger and stupid? You've struggled along to here. Don't run backwards. God has given you the secret of life. And I know that you're not able to comprehend that. Every now and then it hits you, especially when you're filling up little bottles. But because you're filling up little bottles and you're in this place, and God certainly wouldn't give me this job, not me. Why not you?
You did.
You offered.
I'll work.
I know you will. As long as you don't park your car in the wrong place.
I'll get a big truck.
Okay. Tell them about the immortal ones.
Okay.
They want to know, and they're not going to ask. They're afraid they'll find out.
These masters, when I went up there, I say, when are you going to die? We don't know what is death. I said, why? Because we are God eaters.
We are God what?
God eaters.
God eaters?
Eaters. We eat the energy of God. Okay. And our body fulfills with this energy. And nothing can penetrate this energy. No AIDS, no diseases, no poison, no anything. I say, is everyone can do this? Yes, he says. We are the same. I got a mother. I got a daughter. I got a son. I say, who is your son? This is my son. How old is this? He's 19. This is 550-year-old. And my daughter? He's 820-year-old. I said, how old are you? 2,500-year-old. We don't know what is death. We know now and here. We don't live for tomorrow or yesterday. Now and here. We don't know time. Now and here. I say, what do you eat? I say, we eat what is God's food. And not always. Sometimes. We don't need it. If we eat, what do you say, apples or this or that? It comes from God's energy. Yes. So why do you tend to get God's energy second hand and I don't get God's energy first hand? Who is more nutrition? The second or the first? The first. That we call ourselves God eaters. We don't need food. We need cosmic energy. That we are here. Because down there where you are, it's all polluted. It's all polluted, destroyed by man's dirty mind. Everything destroyed. That we don't come down there. We live up here, in purity. If we come down there, we're going to lose too. The impurity. So we stay here. I say, how you create children? The same way you. But when we create the children, we visualize God into child. And the kid comes with the face of God from there. We create by visualization. And what the picture we give, that's what we get. And there we teach these truths to the kids. And they grow up with these truths. And live our life. And our way of life. So are the Father and the Son, is it? So they become two immortals. I ask, what you do, how long you going to stay in this life? I'm going to stay how long I want. If I say, I don't want to stay anymore, I take my body and I go to the other world. I don't leave it here. Why? The other people leave it here. Because you borrow from the Mother Earth all your life. Do you? Everything you get from the Mother Earth. Fruits, vegetables, everything you eat. Do you borrow from that? You borrow. This is the debt you pay with your body. In the other way, they do, they live by cosmic spirit. So, when they decide to go, the spirit takes so power, so takes the body too. And they don't live in here. That's the way they live. We can't conceive in our minds their high mind vibrations. He can come to you and he says, what language you talk? Russian? He can speak to Russian. What language you talk? Chinese? He can speak to Chinese. What language you speak? Greek? I speak to Greek. There is no anything that they cannot do. Because they got perception. They work with the spirit of the mind. And they know everything. They work with God's mind. And they got divine wisdom. Now, you know what they are? These are the immortals. They don't care for anything else. They want the money to go buy something. How much I want. So, but the money is there. They don't need it. They do anything only for the reason what they have to do. Nothing else. What is necessary to do, that's all. No more, no less. Why? If I make it more, here's what for. I can make it any time I want.
We need some of them.
Do you? You see? Their minds are so wide. The vibrations of their minds is so wide. They can take a glass of water. You say, you see this? Yes. This is going to be ice. And you see, with his mind, create a bob of ice. There. If I continue to say, gonna be ice, all this bottle gonna be ice. If I continue this, the ocean gonna be ice. Every water gonna be ice. But the purpose what? There's no purpose. So, we do only what we have to do in necessity. I say to them, where is your mother? In the celestial realms. You see her? Anytime I want it, I call her, come. Or I go see her. At one night, I hear, what is this? I say, don't worry, he says, my mother is coming. And a light appears like a cloudy light, and then slowly dissolves, and then you see the face. Beautiful woman. This is my mother. I say, what is up there where you are? My son, it's nothing more than consciousness up there. The lessons, they don't stop. Continuously. Until you come to the last point and you become light and spirit. Everyone learns. Learns, 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 learns. The lesson never stops. Think now as what we learn here. They perfected and they still learn. So why we don't try to learn? These teachings are all the masters, they say the same thing. No one says any word different. Because all they grow up with these teachings. If you read the same book, you're going to know the same book, everyone. That the same thing happened to them. They take all these lessons from the same source. And all they learn the same lesson. And all they attain the perfection. And the perfection brings them immortality. I say, when man dies, where is he going? She says, he's going where his soul takes him. If you are going to grade 2, the soul is going to go in grade 2. If she is in grade 3, he goes to grade 3. Everyone goes according to a consciousness that's achieved in this life. Or in previous lives. You don't say, I say, yeah, I'm Jew. Where I'm going? No, there is no Jew there. I'm Christian. No, there is no Christian there. I'm Protestant. No, there is no Protestant there. I'm Catholic. No. I'm Hindu. No. Your soul. With level of consciousness. The domain, they say it is only by the consciousness development, the states of consciousness. Everyone goes where he belongs. And there he learns. Other they go in dark places. Other they go in midlight. Other go in other light places. The soul takes by himself there. Because he knows where to go. I say, that's a good idea. So we don't have to say, we are Jews, we are Greeks, where are we going? No. Your soul. Pure soul. And you're going where you belong.
Then the judging of self.
That's right. You see, there's no judgment. No day of judgment.
Just of self.
That's right. It is this way. We got inside us the subconscious mind. In the subconscious mind is the tape that has written everything we done in this life, in previous life, in any life, is there. Now, in this life, you're going. You can say, I didn't do that. I didn't do this. I didn't do that. This is the one. He plays like a TV in front of you. And you be there, the actor and the observer. Can you say, no, I didn't do it? There is, man. You done it.
Got got you on videotape.
You've done it. You can fool justice here. You can fool justice here. You can't fool yourself there. It's impossible. That's why we can't hide. We must speak always the truth. The important thing is that man must work in this life. Don't leave himself in wilderness, in ignorance. Work. After you close the eyes, forget it. New tape again. Now you got all this knowledge. You hear it. Do you going to hear again this knowledge until you come to this age? Who going to get mature to hear this knowledge and criticize this knowledge? You going to be again in a position like that? No. You got today, you got this knowledge. It's giving you the power, the tools to work with you. But you don't. Use it. Only if you use it, you're going to have a project. If you leave them there, they're going to stay in the closet there. That's why knowledge comes for men to use this knowledge. Not to put in a book and close them there. It has no meaning. Must use it. But people, I don't know, they get lazy. They don't want to work. You can't do anything without work. Anything you do, you have to do, you must work. It is spiritual or immaterial. Except you go welfare there and say, give me. No, it's not welfare there. It's earnest.
Oops.
It's only earned. What you earn it, you receive. Nothing else. What you earn it, you receive. What your work you done, that's what you receive. The project you're making. You be lazy, forget it. You see, Jesus said, he who does work, does not work, he should not eat. He who does not work should not receive. It's in spiritual. You must work. God's work. With the tools he gave you to work. This. That he put them up here. To control and direct. He didn't put them down there to step on. We must know to use this thing. If man uses one-tenth of the power of this mind, they call him genius. Think if he uses 90% more, what he can do. That's what is the whole thing. We must work for this, through this mind. We got the tools, we must use it. And we must accomplish. It is hard for people to understand these things. But it's not the way you want it to be. It's made this one way road. You want to go? You go one way. That's it. If you don't go this one way, I'm sorry. Go wherever you want. Where are you going to go? There's no place. Except come back again. God has passion. Does not care. 50 years of you, 100 years of you is nothing. It's a drop in the ocean. in the cosmic time. So what? You live 100 years, you come back again. You live 50 years, you come back again. You got 30 years, you come back again. The lesson must be learned. The lesson must be learned. You must go back where you came from. What fall down must go up. That's what is the whole thing. It's not complicated, it's easy. Must work. If you wanted to make a project, you can make it just like that. You make and put your mind down, you make the design, you make the material, you make everything, and then you start cutting this, that, making the form, everything. But slowly. You can achieve slowly, but surely. There is no cut ways. Everyone must understand that God is approachable. You can proceed to God. It's not approached. You can proceed. It's touchable. It's not untouchable. But you must work through His plan. You must follow His plan. He must follow His laws. Not your government laws. You obey to your government laws. You don't obey to God's laws. So, how you can create? He makes simple laws. We make multiplication laws. We don't know who it one is and what is.
Trigonometry again.
That's right. Mm-hmm. You see? That's what's going on.
You should be able to do it faster than that.
Pardon me?
You should be able to do it faster than trigonometry.
Yeah. Suppose to go the shortcut. But you must start. Don't say, I do. I will. The first step is the beginning of 1,000 miles. Thank you. Oh, yes?
Speak up.
My question is basically
I can hear him. Stand up.
I'm thankful to be here again.
That's it.
My question basically is on a different subject. For the we're in 1996, and I suppose the 1996 presidential election is of great significant value, considering the global time frame we are on the countdown towards the year 2000. And considering the massive cyclical upheaval going on in the whole galaxy.
Well, thank you for being here again, and I appreciate also your presence. And my question is, 1996 must be a very important year with respect to the presidential election, considering the fact that we are in a very close countdown towards the year 2000, mm-hmm. where all these things are going to come about, New World Order stuff. And also considering the massive cyclical upheaval and changes in the whole galaxy.
Not in the whole galaxy. I'm here.
Sorry. Okay, here. My question basically is, I'd like Commander Hatton probably to enlighten us on the probable participation or involvement that the Pleiadians can support us. As to which are the lesser of two evils between the two presidential candidates that we can probably rally behind, hoping that we can effect some changes. Or maybe you can expound on that.
You expect from the government changes?
or maybe...
No way.
I would look at the... I look at this presidential election to be more of a fight, a war between the negative forces and the positive forces.
They're all negative.
There is no negative, there is no positive. They're all together. What? Play the game.
Okay. From a whole universal standpoint, I would believe in the totality of the one. But from the physical standpoint here on Earth, okay, let's put it this way. We have Clinton and Dole.
Yeah.
I was looking into the scenario where this any of these two candidates must be representative of a certain energy where we can rally behind. Or let's put it this way. Let me just simplify my question. If any one of these presidential candidates will be a representative of the light and opposed to the Pleiadians, do you think they will be willing to help to maybe effect some changes in our planet Earth?
My friend, my brother, listen. We live in a satanic world with hypocrisy. What you see there is not what you gonna get. What they say, they're gonna do exactly the opposite what they're gonna do, they're gonna say. I'll give you one example right now. Remember the last elections when Bush and Dole fight for the candidate of the for the party?
Republican
Party? Do you remember the debate between Bush and Dole? Do you remember this? Everyone said every seat against the other. Everyone throw every seat against the other.
Every what against the other?
Shit.
Shit?
Yes.
We have a hard time with those four-letter words around here.
That's right. But when Bush elected, where the wife of Dole gone? Ministry of Transportation.